Tony, have you done anything special or different than the norm in sort of dealing in the post-championship?
No, we really didn't. What we did, we gave our guys a little time off. I talked to some people who had done this before, and Marv Levy was one. But the thing is, you play 5 more weeks or 5 weeks longer than normal. So the natural tendency is, hey, we got to get back. We got to work harder. And a lot of people cautioned me about avoiding that. So we gave the guys some extra time off, started our off-season program a little later, but we said when we get back, let's do everything the same way. Let's build from square one, try not to take any shortcuts, and that's basically what we did.
Why has Peyton been so successful against the Broncos?
Well, I don't know that we have. You know, they've beaten us in here. We've gone in there and beaten them. We've had some games where, you know, we've gotten the jump on them early. The games that they've gotten the jump on us, they've won. And that seems to be the biggest thing. Whichever team can get ahead, get their running game going early, and not fall behind and get one-dimensional, that's the team that has won these games.
Tony, you guys took some heat last year in defending the run. The Broncos have had some troubles in the early going. Did that ever wear on you last season, people asking you about that all the time?
No, people asking about it didn't wear on me. That we weren't playing up to our potential and doing things the way I felt we could, that was a little bit troubling. But as we got people healthy and we got guys playing and a little more comfortable, towards the end of the year we started playing the way we were capable of, and we've hit that pretty good so far this year. Denver will be a big test. They run the ball as well as anyone in the league, and we're familiar with Travis. He's had some good games against us in the past, so we'll probably get an idea of where our run defense is this Sunday.
How tough is it defensively overall if a team can run on you consistently?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some teams and some games where that's what they're going to do. They're going to run, and you're not really threatened with the passing game. And there's cases like Denver where they've got some tremendous receivers, and if they get their run game going and they're getting in a lot of second and fours and second and threes, it makes it hard to defend that pass, and you end up giving up big plays in the passing game too. So, you know, really it's a lot of it is predicated on getting ahead of stopping the run early. And if you do that, you're usually in pretty good shape.
The Broncos really haven't faced much via the pass this year, obviously, because their run defense hasn't been all that great. But, I mean, do you see it more of a case of teams can run on them, or do you look at it when you see them on tape that there's really not much there for teams to do via the pass?
Well, they've got two really good corners, obviously, and they've got a veteran defense, and they've got guys that can put pressure on the passer. I think the teams that have played them have kind of taken the approach of keeping the ball away from them and keeping it on the ground and trying to keep the games low scoring. You know, they're a good defense, and, you know, we've had our problems with them in the past, so we're going to try to pick some spots and see what we can exploit. But they're very fast. They're very similar. They play a lot like we do, where everybody sees the ball. They're flying around, and it's going to be a big challenge.
Tony, most head coaches like to have control of everything. You seem to have given pretty much carte blanche to Peyton Manning as far as play calling. Can you talk about why you allow that and how it was when you first came over?
Well, it's funny because I actually played in the system in college. Tom Moore, our offensive coordinator, was my offensive coordinator in college, and I understand what the system's all about. And the quarterback does have the last say out there, but he does a lot of studying. He works in conjunction with the coaches. He knows what we want. And in the end, he's calling the plays that he feels comfortable with, that he feels like he can execute. And I guess because I played in the system and understood it, I didn't have a problem with it. I think we do like to feel like we're controlling what's going on out there, but we're using our best assets, and one of our assets is we've got a quarterback who can get us in the right plays out there.
Tony, how much more of a challenge is it for your offense now that the Broncos have added Bly and now have two Pro Bowl corners out, you know, a guy on each side of the field that you really can't
You know, they've had good players for a long time, you know, they're just an outstanding defense. I think the big thing for us is we've got to control their speed and their front seven. And corners are really, no matter how good they are, they're as good as their front people. And if you're running the ball and keeping that front under control, if you're throwing when you want to, it's a lot easier. If you have to throw, those guys are pretty good players, and they're going to be able to shut people down.
Tony, how'd you end up with so many rookies on your roster coming off a championship?
You know, we knew that was going to happen. When you win, everybody kind of looks at your players. Everybody comes and makes runs at them. They want people who have been in Super Bowls, and we understood that. We had some guys at the end of their contract, and so it's about the same as it's been for us every year. I look at the team pictures in the hallway, and we have 12 to 15 new guys every year. We feel comfortable doing that, and we feel like we've got a system where we can work new guys in fairly quickly.
Are your decisions in that regard based on your cap, or are you, do you like to bring in young players? I mean, some teams make the change going veteran to veteran. Why do you like to go to rookie?
Well, the salary cap does, I think, just where we are, you have to come in with young players. Obviously, we've got some guys that we have to keep, and we've gone out of our way to keep. And so when you have Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, guys on defense, Robert Mathis, you know, Bob Sanders, Dwight Freeney, you know, you're going to pay some money, and so you're not going to be able to necessarily replace those guys with veteran players, and you have to keep stockpiling young talent. I think our personnel department does it as well as anyone, and our coaches don't mind coaching young players, and I think that's the key, that we've got everybody in the organization's on the same page. We understand that's how we're going to do it, and it's not a problem for us.
Did Glenn's retirement take you by surprise at all, or did you have an inkling that was coming?
No, it did take me by surprise. I live three doors down from him, and we talk a lot, and I'd seen him quite a bit in the summer, but it's not something I think he even anticipated. He was feeling like he'd get that drive back and get ready to go as training camp approached, and all of a sudden this year it didn't happen for him. So I understood it, but it was not something that we had planned for.
You've had a lot of great games with the Patriots, and your seasons have ended quite often to them. You weighed in on Belichick when he got in trouble for cheating. Have you ever thought back and wondered if you were victims of the same tactics they got in trouble for against the Jets?
Well, I guess I don't really look at that as being a victim of those tactics. Everybody takes precautions. We take precautions with our signals. We change our wristbands quite a bit. So, it wasn't something that we said, oh, you know, that cost us a game. We never felt that, no.
Do you feel like he was punished heavily enough?
That's really not my job. I have a lot of faith in the commissioner, and, you know, I'd go along with the policies that he sets down. You know, everybody can look at individual case. Did Pac-Man get too much? Did he get too little? Did this guy get it? You know, the only guy who has all the information is the commissioner.
Tony, with the body type and skill set, do you see any similarities between Freeney and Doomerville?
Very much so. When Elvis came out, you know, obviously he was a guy that we looked at quite a bit. He would really be our style of player, and he is very similar to Dwight in a lot of his physical attributes.
You mentioned the Patriots. It took a while for you guys to finally get over that hurdle. Was it a mental thing as well after a certain point dealing with them?
Never did become that for us. We would look at the games and feel like, you know, you have to play well to beat them. They're a team that you're not going to beat without playing well. And for some reason, we went several games and were not able to play our best game and consequently lost. The last few times we have played better than them, and we've beaten them. But it never got to be mental with us where we said, oh, we can't beat these guys, or we've got to make some major change in our system or get this player or that player to beat them. We just felt like eventually we would start playing better and get to the point where we'd win some of those games.
Did you get to the point where you just roll your eyes when you see another Peyton Manning commercial?
And do you have... Fortunately, I don't get to watch a lot of TV during the season, but I have had it reported to me that he's on quite a bit. The one thing I know about Peyton, he's not going to let anything take away from his focus on the field. So I don't know when he finds the time to do those, but I know it doesn't affect his approach to the game and his preparation. So I don't really worry about it too much.
Tony, if that was... If you thought it was affecting him, would you go to him and say something?
I would talk to him, but I just know how he is, and I know that he is very detailed in his preparation. He's very diligent in his approach to the game. Nothing means more to him than playing well for his team. So I just, it's not something I worry about at all.
Tony, I know you weren't there when this happened, but I mean, Peyton was kind of thrown in early and kind of let to take his lumps and kind of turned into what he is now. What's been your take? I mean, it's only 8 games really into Jay Cutler's tenure here. What's been your thoughts on the way he's played?
I think he's played pretty well. And, you know, what he and Vince Young have done to go in there and winning games as a young quarterback, that's hard to do. Now, they've got outstanding teams around them, but those guys have made things happen. It's unusual for it to happen, but I think Jay has given them what they hoped for, some big plays in the passing game, and a guy who's growing every time out.
Do you believe, Tony, you believe, when you look at a quarterback, can a guy get away from the pass rush? Can you teach that, or is that something he can do or he can't?
I don't think you can teach it from playing back there. I think some guys have a feel for things, and some guys are athletic, and some guys aren't. Some of it is awareness, and I think you do get better when you grasp defenses and understand where guys are, and you have more of a chance to scout and how people rush. But 90% of it is just pocket presence and feel that I think you have as an athlete or you don't.
If you were a coordinator against Peyton, how frustrated would you be trying to get him in the run?
You know what? I've never had to play against him in the 6 years before. You know, I didn't play against him. And it would be. He's very tough to deal with. We execute pretty well. We don't change what we do. He's got a good knowledge of his offense, so he spends a lot of time studying other teams. And he's tough. I'm not sure how I'd play against him.